Hey, it's the story, stupid. Hello, and welcome to episode 12 of It's the Story, Stupid, the 8-Word Trip Podcast. I'm trying something different. I'm recording out on the back porch in the dark. It's finally one place I can have quiet in the house. I picked up a book from the library this week called Robert's Rules of Writing by Robert Masello. The ISBN is 158-297-3261, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes. It's got 101 little tidbits, and I haven't read the whole thing, but I read the first few, and I thought I'd comment on them. Hit some interesting little rules. The three that I'm going to talk about are burn the journal, get a pen pal, zip the lip. Almost every writing teacher and a whole lot of writing books tell you to start in writing in a journal. If you don't work on a story, write in the journal. It'll keep the writing muscle loose, as it were. But he says don't. He says burn the journal, because most of the time what you put in the journal is crap, and it's only putting words on the page, and even if you pound on a piano, it's not the same as really practice. And his alternative is to get a pen pal, saying that if you actually write a letter to people, you are going to put thought into conveying the message and the information that you want to, and you'll build some relationships, and the writing that you do for that is going to be much higher quality. And then the last thing is zip the lip, which I think is really interesting. And is not entirely unique, too. That's one thing that actually Stephen King talks about several times in his book on writing, is if you have a story that you're writing, don't talk about it. Now, I'm not sure I agree entirely with the burn the journal, because I think they certainly serve a purpose. And he does mention that journals do serve a purpose for your own personal historical record for, you know, what you've done and your feelings on what's been going on in your life. And there are good things to look back on, but don't mistake writing in your journal for actually writing towards a purpose of getting published or writing towards a purpose of completing a story. And I like the idea of getting a pen pal just because it's a long lost art, really. I mean, if you look, there's these wonderful, emotive, well-written letters from the Civil War where they were young guys who had very little education compared to what you'd have now, but they still had the art of writing a letter and conveying emotion and telling the story of what's been going on in their lives. And, like I said, if you send a friend, a grandparent, a parent, an uncle, an aunt, or somebody an actual letter, A, they're going to appreciate it, and you're going to be building a good habit of actually writing with a purpose. And on the zip the lip, like I said, that's not an entirely new or unique concept, but what Stephen King talks about and Robert talks about it, that, you know, if you talk to people about your story that you have going on in your head, you are less likely to complete the story on its own. It's, I'm not even sure what it would be akin to, but it's one of those things where if you talk about what you're going to do instead of doing it, A, you're not accomplishing anything too, but with the story, there's so much of it that is involved in it brewing in your head and stewing and getting to that right texture of the text that you want, and then being able to release that in just a little bit at a time and on the page. But if you don't allow the story to simmer in your brain, and every time somebody talks to you at a cocktail party or at the bar or at work or whatever, and you tell them, oh, I'm working on this story, and it's about this and this and this, and this character's going to do this, and there's all this, A, you're going to bore your friends to tears, and B, you're not going to let the story come out in its due time, which is on the page. And I think that's going to be it for this podcast. I've done some longer ones the last few times, and I like having some podcasts that are nice and short to listen to. Please, please go on over to wordtrip.com and enter one of the contests. Right now we are about to start a poetry contest. We probably will have started it by the time this gets up. And we also have the ending of the short story contest. These contests really help us keep WordTrip going, and we love to see what people are working on and be able to showcase some of the new writers out there. One of the other things that we have going on over at WordTrip right now is the Year in Writing, which I have found to be very interesting, and enlightening, and just my daily writing habit of not writing a whole lot, only 330 words a day, but just getting that many words out on the page, and I'm 4,000 or 5,000 words into a story that admittedly is utter tripe, but it's actually a story, which is more than I had last year at this point, because I was talking about writing, and I would fiddle around with something and then stop for a few weeks, and fiddle around with something and stop for a few weeks. And just by having a community of other people that are committing to writing 6 days a week has really helped me get words on the page, and I hope it does the same for you guys too. So please, please, please email me at wordtrip@gmail.com. Pop on over to wordtrip.com, join the forums, join a discussion, take a challenge. If you have any suggestions, comments, show ideas, please email me, or you can post on the forums with that, or you can also call via Skype, and the ID is wordtrip, or you can call and leave a voicemail at 678-810-0967. Please, if you know any other writers, please, please, tell a friend about us. And remember, it's the story, stupid.